kites and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses.
For more than 10 years, Diana Panton has been quietly building her jazz career. The singer is also a high school French teacher by day, and so she's been recording albums and touring during school vacation. And on her latest album, she's aiming for a new audience.
When I'm lonely in a world of my own.
Diana Panton's new album is called I Believe in Little Things, and it's her first record made for kids. She decided to record it after some parents told her they were already playing her records for their kids. But she says when she decided to make an album of kids' music, she didn't want to change her approach.
I mean, for me, when I make an album, I always do try to find really well-written songs that have great lyrics. And this was no different. And I didn't really change the way I sang because I thought if parents and kids are already connecting with, you know, those songs that I did on the other albums, then I don't need to dummy this down. I don't need to change it. So we really pretty much stuck with our format. It's just we tried to find lyrically songs that were more suitable to children.
There are several recognizable songs here. I mean, for those of us of a certain age, here's a song that I think we would remember from our childhood. Let's listen.
Sing. Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad.
So, of course, this song comes from Sesame Street. It is a well-known song from Sesame Street. You've got other songs from that show that actually aren't as well-known. Tell us why you chose some of those.
That was a song I did recognize, you know, when I was starting to look at songs. And I was like, the Carpenters, of course, did a famous version of it. And it was happy, you know. When I started to dig a little further, I was like, oh, this is by Joe Raposo. And then I'd find another song and I'd say, oh, this is by Joe Raposo, too. And I'm like, who is this Joe Raposo that I keep turning up with all these great songs? And what fascinated me about his music was how diverse it was. And he was a big advocate for having children be exposed to music from different cultures and having kids hear different styles of music. So his songs were like sort of like the perfect fit. And as such, we included four of his compositions on this album.
I look inside and discover things that are sometimes strange and new. And the most remarkable thoughts I think have a way of being true.
I know musicians don't necessarily like to hear reviews of their work, but we did want to play you one recent assessment of your music.
Okay.
It's nice.
That's four-year-old Sylvie Smith. She happened to be in our office today, and she is the daughter of one of her producers. She listened to some of the record. Here's how she described it.
Beautiness.
So, that's, I mean, have you been getting other kinds of feedback like this from other younger fans?
I have, oddly enough, been hearing from a lot of four-year-olds. So that's interesting that you had a four-year-old in the office today. I don't know why, but it seems to appeal to them. So that's great. I
now
think that's
know.
Wonderful what she said. It was what did she use? Beauteous.
Beautiness.
Yeah. Beautiness.
Exactly.
That's great.
I want to play another song. It's okay. Called Halfway Down the Stairs.
Mm.
Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom, I'm not at the top. So this is the stair where I always stop.
Tell us about why you chose this one.
Well, I was a Winnie the Pooh fan when I was little, and this song is actually written by A.A. O'Milne, who wrote that book. And what I love about it is that it's obviously written for children, but I also feel like the message in it for adults is very interesting too. You know, how you have a child who will go up the stairs and just stop in the middle, and of course an adult would be like, well, where are you going? You know, you're heading to the top. And
they're like, let's go, like, we got a thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, they're like, no, I'm just in the moment, I'm right here. And so the way a child thinks, I think, is a good model for us sometimes, you know, as adults, not to always be goal-driven, always be looking at the end point, but, you know, to sort of stop and smell the roses.
So this is the stair where I always stop.
Well, Diana Panton, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Diana Panton's album is called I Believe in Little Things.
There's not a word yet for old friends who've just met. Part heaven, part space, or have I found my place? You can just visit, but I plan to stay. I'm going to